WSJM News Now. Team coverage from the WSJM Newsroom on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Key construction projects in southwest Michigan can get underway now that dredging will be done in the St. Joseph Harbor. So says Congressman Fred Upton, who tells us he saw preparation work this week for the Army Corps of Engineers project. He says larger ships can't get through the inner harbor.
With the drop of the lake levels, and that's happened, with the surge of some of the storms that have dumped a lot of sand and silt by the railroad bridge, it's really prevented any of the lake freighters to come in to use the two docks right there at the second bridge. So at the end of the day, this dredging is critical to get these infrastructure projects done.
Upton says the Army Corps approved emergency dredging for the harbor due to the water being as low as 13 feet in some spots. He says the US 31 to I-94 completion project can get started now that the harbor is being dredged. The work also makes possible a widening project on I-94 in Kalamazoo. The $442,000 dredging project is being handled by a Muskegon company. It will pull about 11,500 cubic yards of sand and dump it at the Southwest Michigan Regional Airport. Michigan's Secretary of State says the long waits to get into a local branch to do things like renew your driver's license won't line up for the next 2 or 3 months. Jocelyn Benson's comments came at her appearance before the House Oversight Committee on Thursday. She says the problem is the backlog of people waiting to get in due to the pandemic, compounded by years of underfunding.
I'm interested in solving problems. And what we have here is a problem in our state offices, in our state agencies, where we have reduced capacity and increased demand. That's it.
Benson says that lawmakers can help by making vehicle registrations last more than a year and allowing drivers to keep their photo IDs for 12 years before renewing them instead of 8. The coming week will be a big one for Michigan businesses, as more are expected to fully reopen for in-person work.
The month of June and also September have been identified as the most likely dates Michigan businesses will fully reopen and have people back inside at their workstations. But nearly a third of businesses surveyed are still trying to determine when they'll reopen the workplace for in-person work. The study comes to us from the American Society of Employers based in Livonia. President and CEO Mary Corrado says nearly 20% of Michigan companies have just begun a staggered return to work plan in the past week. Workers will be in-house 2 to 3 days a week for the time being. 8 out of 10 Michigan companies are encouraging workers to receive their COVID-19 vaccines, but just 1% say they'll require employees to get the shot. Murray Feldman, Michigan News Network.
The mental health impacts of COVID-19 hit children and teens hard across the nation and could last for years, experts say. In 1 month alone, October of 2020, Michigan saw a 50% increase in the number of children who reported feeling anxious or depressed. State lawmakers addressed this by boosting funding for mental health services in public schools. Community Mental Health Association of Michigan CEO Bob Sheehan thinks the use of telehealth was a lifesaver for many children experiencing distress. He says Medicaid data shows the number of Michigan kids getting mental health treatment online skyrocketed from zero before the pandemic to a high of about 30,000 last April.
In some cases, these are the first time these kids sought treatment, and telehealth allowed them to stay at home and get that treatment. In fact, a lot of families said, we hope that can continue.
Darnell Burton with Easter Seals also recommends parents intentionally engage in activities with their children, which can open up conversations about how they're doing.
I don't really care about the playoffs when my middle son wants to talk, and I just let them talk. And infused in there is, man, this was a tough day. Or, hey, can I ask you a question about this? I'm nervous. What do you think about the shot for teenagers, Dad?
This year, Michigan lawmakers increased funding for a budget item known as 31N, which provides mental health support in public schools. A project is underway to create state-of-the-art maps of the cemeteries in Hager Township. The township is working with consulting firm Whiteman on the effort. Whiteman's Ryan Miller tells us they use technology like GPS to match records from as far back as the 1800s to what's actually there at the cemetery.
The biggest challenge is just the data, the inconsistencies over time. You have records that have been damaged by water, fire, just general wear and tear.
Miller says Whiteman is setting up new maps that feature information on each plot at Hager Township's 3 cemeteries.
We partnered with Hager Township and other communities in the area to help them bring their records into the 21st century, but also create these really cool interactive maps.
When the interactive maps are finished, Miller says people will be able to find out locations of graves, along with birth and death dates, military service, relatives, and more. He expects the work will be done later this year. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources is inviting volunteers to help it remove invasive plants from Warren Dunes State Park. It says there will be a stewardship day on Saturday, June 5th at the park. Volunteers will pull invasive garlic mustard from the forested dunes to help protect native species. No experience is needed to take part, and those who attend are advised to be prepared to hike and work off the trails. Registration is limited, and everyone's told to bring their own work or gardening gloves, plus a mask for the instructional part of the day. Anybody who wants to help can sign up online. We have that link posted at WSJM.com. Download the Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. You can also stay up to date on the latest developments in the COVID-19 pandemic. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.